This is Night Calls, the Road Line if you're driving tonight, the Ward Line if you're in a hospital, the Desk Line if you're alone in a building, and the First Time Line if you've never called before. 1 to 5, nobody screens your call.
It's 10 after 1, and the lines are open. I'm Ray Mercer. To everyone who's awake at this hour, if you're on a shift somewhere, if you're behind a wheel, if you're sitting at a desk in a building where every other light is off, this program is for you. Everyone else, sleep well. We'll keep it down. If you're new, here's the whole operation. 1 hour, 5 phone lines, 1 microphone. Nadia takes your name and where you're calling from, and that's all she takes. You get through, you're on. Nobody screens your call. At 2 o'clock, I go home. One thing before we start. Last week, a woman called Marta rang us from a toll booth in the mountains, and the line went before she'd finished. Nadia has tried the booth every night since. It rings, and nobody picks up. Marta, the line is still open. That's all I'm going to say about it, because it's her story, not mine.
And I'm on the board. Same rule as always. Swear, and you're gone.
The frost came, by the way. First one of the year. I scraped the windscreen at midnight with a library card, because the scraper is wherever the scraper goes in April.
It's in your other coat.
It is not in my other coat.
It's in somebody's other coat.
Messages. The road line says the bridge at kilometer 40 has been gridded. Thank you, whoever you are. The ward line says the hospital heating is still on. It's been on since the week before last. If anybody from the hospital is awake, there's a woman on the 4th floor who would like a window that opens.
Line 1. Ward line. Inez. She says she's got 11 minutes.
Inez, you're on. 11 minutes?
That's my break. I've been saving it.
Where are you?
The stairwell, between 4 and 5. It's the only place in the building where nobody can find me.
Somebody messaged last week about the hospital heating. Was that you?
That was me. It's still on. I did my rounds in a t-shirt tonight. I meant to ring last week. It slipped my mind. You'd be surprised what slips your mind at 4 in the morning.
What ward?
Geriatrics. 28 beds. 2 of us on at night.
Two?
Two. It's fine, until it isn't.
What's a night like?
Quiet, mostly. That's the part people don't believe. They think it's alarms and running. It's mostly walking. About 11 kilometers a night. Somebody worked it out once with a step counter. You walk, you check, you write it down, you walk again. You keep an eye on 28 people, and they keep an eye on you.
And the part that isn't quiet?
People are more frightened at night. Same person, same illness. At 3 in the morning, they're frightened. At 11 in the morning, they're not. Nothing has changed except the light. So you sit down for a minute. That's the job, not the medicine, the sitting down.
Do you have time to sit down?
No, you do it anyway. There's a man on my ward. He's 91. Every night, around 2, he asks me whether his wife has been in. She died in 2009, and every night I have to decide what to say.
What do you say?
It depends on the night. Some nights I tell him the truth, and he grieves for 20 minutes, and then he sleeps. Some nights I say she's been and gone, and he sleeps straight away. I've never worked out which one is kinder.
I don't think anybody has.
That's why I called, actually. I wanted to say it out loud to somebody who isn't a nurse.
Then it's said. Inez, how much of your break is left?
4 minutes.
Go and have 4 minutes. Don't spend them on me.
Good night, Ray.
Good night.
28 beds, and 2 people. If anybody from the health board happens to be awake, that's the number. 28 and 2. I'll say it again next week.
Line 3, desk line, Lucia. She's on a hotel front desk, and she says the desk is quiet. I'm putting her through.
Lucia, you're on. Where are you?
The Station Hotel, on the Ring Road. Front desk, 11 at night till 7.
How many rooms?
40. 40 rooms, 4 floors, 10 on each. I could tell you who's in every one of them tonight. 22 of them are empty, so it wouldn't take long.
Quiet night.
November. The people who stay here are drivers, mostly. Sales reps, a man who comes every second Tuesday and never says what he does. They check in at 10, they're gone by 7. The night is mine.
How long have you been on nights?
2 years. I like it. Nobody asks you to smile at night. You sit, you do the paperwork, you keep an eye on the door. Once an hour, you walk the corridors.
What are you looking for?
Nothing. Doors that should be shut, a tap somebody left running. That's the whole round. 4 floors, top floor last. It takes 12 minutes. There's a switchboard on the desk. It's new. They put the new system in the spring. Every room has an extension. When a guest picks up the phone in their room, a number lights up on the board, and the board puts the call through to me. Reception, good evening, that's the job. In April, the first week after the new board went in, a number lit up at 12 minutes past 2. 41.
41?
41. We have 40 rooms, Ray.
So there's no...
There's no room 41. There's no extension 41. I know every number on that board, and that one isn't on it. I double-checked. I counted the buttons like a child.
Did you answer it?
I answered it. Reception, good evening. And there's a line open. Not silence, a line. You can hear the difference. A room, somewhere with a tap running. Nobody speaks. I say hello twice. At 14 minutes past 2, it goes. The next night, 12 minutes past 2, 41. The night after that. It's been every night since April. 200 nights, near enough. I stopped counting at 100 because counting made it worse.
What did you do?
I did what you do. I told the day manager. His name is Grant. He runs the place. He's fine. He has a lot on. I said, the board rings from a room that doesn't exist. He said it's the new system finding its feet. He'd get it sorted out. That was May.
And did he sort it out?
He sent the engineer. The engineer was actually good, I'll give him that. He spent an hour with the board and the cabinet in the basement, and he came back up and he said something I've been thinking about ever since.
Go on.
He said, extension 41 is real. The wire is there, it runs up into the building, and it ends behind a wall on the 4th floor. The board they put in with the renovation couldn't see it. It only had 40 lines. The new one reads the wiring and finds everything.
So the number's real. What's at the other end?
That's what I asked. And he said, that's the part I can't sort out for you. A line doesn't call the desk on its own. Somebody has to lift a handset. I said, there's no handset. He said, then I don't know, and I'd rather not put that in writing.
That's the second person this month who'd rather not put something in writing.
Ray, hang on. Somebody's at the door. I'm gonna have to put you on hold. I'm sorry. It's the job.
Put me on hold. I've been put on hold by better.
That's the Station Hotel's hold music, in case you were wondering what's playing on the Ring Road at this hour. It's 25 past 1. Nadia, who's holding?
Line 1, road line, Tomas. He says you told him to call.
I did. Tomas, you're on.
Evening, Ray. You said let you know when the road opened.
I did say that. When did it open?
40 minutes after I hung up. I just bought the fourth coffee.
Of course you had.
I drove it in 4 hours. Home by 6:30. I'm on the same road tonight, and it's dry. And I'm on my first coffee, so I'm ringing to say the system works.
That's the most complete follow-up this program has ever had. Thomas, keep going. Pull over if you're tired.
I'll pull over when I'm tired. Good night, Ray.
Somebody rings you from a rest stop at 1:30, and a week later, he rings back to tell you how it went. That's the program. Nadia, is she back?
She's back. She says it was a man wanting a room and a man wanting to argue about the room.
Same man?
Same man.
Lucia, you put me on hold.
I did. He's in 23 now, and he stopped arguing. Where was I?
The engineer wouldn't put it in writing.
Right. So I did what you'd do. I went and looked at the wall.
The wall on the fourth floor?
There's a linen store at the end of the top corridor. Sheets, towels, the trolley. It's a cupboard, really. But it's a big cupboard, and it has a window, which cupboards don't usually have. It took me a week to notice that.
Because it used to be a room.
Because it used to be a room. There's a plan of the building in the office, the old one, from before the renovation, 2011. Before that, there were 41 doors. 41 was the last one on the fourth floor, the staff room, with a number on the door like all the others. They took the bathroom out, they put shelves in, they took the number off the door. That's all it takes for a room to stop existing.
And the wire?
The wire runs to the linen store. Behind the shelves, at the height a bedside table would be, there's a little square of newer plaster. I know it's there because I moved the towels to look. I wasn't supposed to be moving anything. Housekeeping have a system.
What did you do at 2:12?
I stood in the corridor outside 41 with the cordless handset from the desk, and I waited. 2:12. The desk phone rings, 4 floors down. You can hear it in that building. The stairwell carries everything. I answer it on the cordless. Line open, tap running. And I'm standing outside the door, and I can hear the tap through the door as well.
There's a tap in the linen store?
There is no tap in the linen store. They took the bathroom out in 2011.
What did you do?
I went back downstairs, and I put the kettle on, and I did the paperwork. That's what you do at 2:15. You go back to the desk.
Lucia, this has been going on since April. Why call tonight?
Because last week I found the books.
What books?
The night books. Every hotel keeps one. What happened, who came in, what time, which doors. Ours are in the basement, in the cabinet next to the phone cabinet, which is the only reason I was down there. I was looking for the engineer's report, which, of course, he never wrote. There are 32 of them, one a year. Same handwriting in all of them, from 1979 to 2010.
One person.
The night porter. His name was Arthur. He did this desk for 31 years. Grant remembers him. He says Arthur made the tea and knew every guest's car. He died in 2010, on shift. The day girl found him at the desk at 7 with his tea gone cold.
And the books?
Every page is the same. 10 p.m., doors. 11, lights. And then, every night for 31 years, in the same place on the page, 2:12, all quiet.
2:12.
That was his round. He started at 2, top floor last, and 41 was the last door. Back then, it was the staff room. It had a kettle and a phone. He'd let himself in, ring the desk from there to say, all quiet, and write it in the book. 12 minutes past 2. The round takes 12 minutes, Ray. I told you that. I do the same round.
You do the same round?
Same corridors, same order, same 12 minutes. Nobody taught me. It's just the way the building goes.
Did you go back to Grant?
I did. I asked him whether the board ever rang from 41 before the renovation, the year after Arthur. He said he'd have remembered. Then he said the thing managers say. If a room that doesn't exist wants to ring the desk, he'd rather it rang than didn't. And could I please not mention it to the guests?
What's the last entry?
The last book is 2010. The last page is the night he died. 10 p.m., doors. 11, lights. 2:12, and then nothing. The pen mark is on the page, and the line isn't finished.
Lucia, I'm going to ask you the question I didn't get to ask the woman last week. What do you want from this, from the call?
I don't want anybody to sort it out. That's the thing I worked out this week. Grant would put a new wall in, the engineer would cut the wire, and I don't think it needs cutting.
So what have you done?
I brought the book up, the 2010 one. It's on the desk, next to the board, open at the last page. And last night at 2:12, the board lit up, 41, and I picked up, and I said what I always say, reception, good evening. And then I said the other thing. I said, all quiet, Arthur. And I wrote it in the book, 2:12, all quiet, under his line, in my handwriting.
And?
And at 14 minutes past, it went. The same as always. I don't think anything changed. I don't think anything needed to. But the line's finished now. Somebody should finish the line.
Lucia, what time have you got?
It's 1:55.
Then you've got the best part of 40 minutes. Put the kettle on. Sit at the desk.
I'm already at the desk. I'll write it in. Good night, Ray.
Good night.
"2:12, all quiet. 31 years of a man writing 4 words in a book at the same minute every night, and nobody read them until a woman went looking for a report that didn't exist. It's 2:00, and that's the lines closed. To Inez on the 4th floor, who has had her 4 minutes. To Tomas on a dry road on his first coffee. To Lucia at the desk, 12 minutes. Write it down.
Ray, the booth? It rang back just now. One ring, then nothing.
Marta, the number hasn't changed. The tape's on the desk. Iris and Owen come in at 6. Whatever you're doing at this hour, you're not doing it on your own. Good night, Norwick.
It's just gone 6 in the morning. The program came off air 4 hours ago, and we've been sitting with the recording since.
I've listened to the last 4 minutes 3 times.
The book.
The book. 31 years, 4 words a night, and a line that isn't finished. I'd like to say I'm a psychologist and I have a theory. I don't. I have a pen mark on a page.
Here's what I noticed, and it's a language thing before it's a story thing. Nobody says the word ghost. Lucia doesn't. Ray doesn't.
Marta said it last week, once, and took it straight back.
Lucia says, a room stopped existing. A line isn't finished. Those are ordinary words doing strange work, and that's why it lands. If she'd said haunted, we'd have switched off.
The other thing is that nobody is frightened. Inez isn't frightened of the man who asks about his wife. Lucia isn't frightened of 41. She's, What's the word?
Responsible.
Responsible. She goes back downstairs and puts the kettle on. That's the whole program in one sentence.
And Ray finally gets to ask the question. Last week, the line went before he could. What do you want? Not what happened. What do you want?
Last week, Marta answered it anyway, without being asked. Somebody who believes me. This week, nobody sorted out. Which sounds like the opposite.
Or exactly the same. Take it seriously and leave it alone. Both of them want the same two things.
Can I do the psychology part now?
You've been waiting.
Inez, the man who asks about his wife. She says she's never worked out which answer is kinder. And listen to the tense. Every night I have to decide. Not I decided once years ago. It's a decision she makes fresh every night at 2 a.m. That isn't a nurse following a rule. That's a person.
And she rang a radio program to say it out loud to somebody who isn't a nurse. So the program did its job before Ray said a word.
Which is why it exists.
Six expressions, all from tonight, all worth keeping. We'll play the original each time. Listen for it first, then we take it apart.
1. Keep an eye on.
You keep an eye on 28 people, and they keep an eye on you.
Keep an eye on somebody, or something. Watch it. Not all the time, but enough to know if something changes.
Lucia uses it too. You keep an eye on the door. A nurse, a receptionist, a parent in a playground. Same job.
Can you keep an eye on my bag for a minute? Keep an eye.
2. It slipped my mind.
That was me. It's still on. I did my rounds in a t-shirt tonight. I meant to ring last week. It slipped my mind. You'd be surprised what slips your mind at 4 a.m.
It slipped my mind. I forgot. But gently, not I forgot, which sounds like a confession. It slipped my mind, which sounds like the mind did it.
Very useful at work. Sorry, it completely slipped my mind. It slipped my mind. 3. Double check.
I double checked. I counted the buttons like a child.
Double check. Check something a second time because you don't trust the first time.
And notice what comes after it. She tells you how she did it. Counting the buttons. That's what makes it believable.
I'll double check the time of the train. Double check.
4. Put you on hold.
Ray, hang on. Somebody's at the door. I'm gonna have to put you on hold. I'm sorry. It's the job.
Put somebody on hold. On the phone, make them wait with the line still open. And its partner, put somebody through, is connecting them. Nadia says it every week. I'm putting her through.
A receptionist put a radio presenter on hold, live on air, and he took it beautifully.
I've been put on hold by better. Put you on hold.
5. Sort out.
I don't want anybody to sort it out.
Sort something out. Fix a problem. Deal with it. Make it go away. The manager says he'll get it sorted out. The engineer says it's the part he can't sort out.
And then she says she doesn't want it sorted out at all. 3 uses, and the 3rd one turns the phrase round.
I need to sort out my passport before Friday. Sort out.
6. Keep going.
Thomas, keep going. Pull over if you're tired.
Keep going. Continue. Don't stop. Ray says it to a man with 4 hours of road in front of him.
And the one next to it. Pull over. Stop the car at the side of the road. You'll hear both of those in every truck in the country.
It's hard, but keep going. You're nearly there. Keep going.
All six, quickly. Keep an eye on. It slipped my mind. Double check. Put you on hold. Sort out. Keep going.
Now the fast part. 5 words, small ones, the kind you'll say 10 times tomorrow. The word, the meaning, one example, then the word again.
Don't write anything down, just listen.
Actually, you use it to correct something or to give the real reason, softer than in fact. That's why I called. Actually, actually.
Depends. It changes with the situation. There isn't one answer. It depends on the night. Depends.
Anyway, in spite of that, you do it even though there's a reason not to. No, you do it anyway. Anyway.
Notice. To see something you weren't looking for. It took me a week to notice that. Notice.
Argue. To disagree out loud, usually about something small. A man wanting to argue about the room. Argue.
One more time. Actually, depends. Anyway, notice, argue. Last part, shadowing. 3 sentences from tonight. Not the strange ones, the ones you'll use tomorrow. You'll hear each one 3 times, slowly first, then twice at normal speed. Say it with the recording.
Out loud. It doesn't work inside your head.
I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm going to have to put you on hold. I'm going to have to put you on hold. It took me a week to notice that. It took me a week to notice that. It took me a week to notice that.
I meant to ring last week. It slipped my mind. I meant to ring last week. It slipped my mind. I meant to ring last week. It slipped my mind. That's us.
Same time next week.
And we still don't know who it'll be.
Nobody does.
Somebody gets through, and we find out at the same time you do.
Whoever you turn out to be, good night.
Call it a night.